Philadelphia's Department of Human Services says it will no longer charge parents for child support if their children are sent to jail. WHYY's Katie Colinari reports that the announcement came just hours before a city council hearing on the practice.
Camila Spears Davis's son spent almost 9 months in a juvenile justice facility for getting into a fight at school. After he came home, she started getting letters and assumed they were about child support from her son's father, who never paid up. So she ignored them.
So when I finally open it, I'm like literally flabbergasted that I'm being taken to court for child support from my son.
Spears Davis told council members at the hearing that every week, $13 is docked from her paycheck. She's also had about $7,000 taken out of her tax refund. Now, she says she has no money to treat her family of five to, say, dinner and a movie.
Because I can't take $60 out of my budget for pizza night when it's going to offset me paying my bills, because it was already very tight, and now there's nothing left over.
Last fall, legal advocates working with people like Spears Davis warned that the practice was disproportionately affecting poor working families in Philadelphia. The city's Human Services Commissioner, Cynthia Figueroa, says the agency agrees.
We're immediately working with the law department and a contractor to stop collection and anything that's an active order.
It's not clear how soon Spears Davis could see her weekly payments stop, or whether she'll be able to recover any of the money she's already paid, or even how the agency will make up the $500,000 a year it was collecting in child support from parents. And advocates like Jessica Fireman with the Juvenile Law Center say there's even more work to do.
We heard recently from a young man who had his ankle bracelet on, took a shower, that ankle bracelet was damaged, ended up having to pay for the ankle bracelet. So there are a lot of different ways where young people are still having to pay money into the system.
Fireman urged council members to consider this announcement just a first step. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.